The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus said to his disciples, "Stop judging that you may not be judged. For as you judge, so will you be judged, and the measure with which you measure will be measured out to you. Why do you notice the splinter in your brother's eye, but do not perceive the wooden beam in your own eye? How can you say to your brother, 'Let me remove that splinter from your eye,' while the wooden beam is in your own eye? You hypocrite. Remove the wooden beam from your eye first. Then you will see clearly to remove the splinter from your brother's eye." The Gospel of the Lord. Good. So once again, good morning, brothers and sisters. Okay, here's one of the most important passages in the whole scripture as far as our society is concerned, right? Do not judge, and you will not be judged. We want to understand that the way Jesus understands it, and not the way the world understands it, because the way the world understands it is very, very false. You might have heard this before, that in our society we've embraced two big lies. The first is that if you disagree with somebody, that means you hate them or you fear them. And the second is that if you love somebody, that means you approve of everything that they do. Both of those are not only deeply untrue, but they're also harmful, unloving, and deeply selfish. Because what is love? I've said this many times before at St. Jude Church. What does love mean? Love means doing what's best for someone else, regardless of what it costs you, regardless of whether they like it or not. That's what love is. Now, question for all you parents out there, rhetorical question. Do you love your children? Yes. Did you teach them right from wrong? Yeah, sure hope you did. Did they always like it? No. What would have happened if you'd let them do anything that they wanted? They would have gotten themselves into a mess of trouble if they even lived, okay? Something like that happens every time we create a false peace by pretending that right is wrong and wrong is right. How do we understand this passage of Scripture? Well, let's look at our Lord's own example. Look at the way our Lord treated tax collectors, sinners, prostitutes. Look at the way Jesus treated the woman caught in adultery. Remember that story? He catches the woman who's caught in the very act of adultery. And when it's all over, Jesus says, "I do not condemn you, but go now and avoid this sin." He does not say, "I do not condemn you and I celebrate your lifestyle." He does not say that. He does not fear her. He does not hate her. He loves her. And he knows she's greater than her sin and calls her to that greatness. That's what real love does. So when Jesus says, "Don't judge that you might not be judged," again, it's just important to remember, it means you do not judge someone's motives. It does not mean you do not judge their actions. Not only do you judge actions, but you must. Otherwise, lies are the same thing as truth, right? Tell me a lie, tell me the truth, exactly the same thing. Or honesty and theft, same thing, right? Who am I to judge? There's one person, though, in the world who you can judge both their actions and their motives. And who is that person? It's yourself. That's why Jesus says, take the wooden plank out of your own eye. Now, here's something I found helpful. St. Augustine tells us how to do that. He says, now think about this, he says that when you're irritated by somebody else's sin, let's say the sin is the other person's egomaniac, right? And it irritates the heck out of you. He says the only reason you're irritated by somebody else's sin is because somewhere deep down inside you've got the same fault yourself. But if you actually work on that, and if you could actually root that sin up out of your life, you wouldn't be bothered. It's an amazing thought, something to think about. That's what it means to take the wooden beam out of your own eye. You know, one of the very best places in the whole world to learn this lesson and to put it into practice, it's right here at Mass, where Jesus Christ is going to come under the appearance of a piece of bread. Talk about not judging by appearances, right? Here's a lesson to internalize and to learn. It'll give you great peace in this life and nothing to fear on Judgment Day. for the measure with which you measure will be measured back to you. Amen.